Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
So I wanted to start off this morning. The one big, beautiful bill has passed the House narrowly. Obviously, there's still going to be a lot of debate on this as this heads to the Senate. There are a number of highlights that are in this bill that are very, very interesting. The first being it will repeal or phase out a lot of the clean energy tax credits that passed during Joe Biden's presidency, and it will reduce the overall cost of that tax portion to about $3.8 trillion, which is a huge number. The bill also gives a temporary boost in the standard deduction that we have become comfortable with and used to. It will add a $1,000 increase for individuals, which brings it to $16,000 for individual filers, and $2,000 boost for joint filers, which brings that to $32,000. So that standard deduction is just one that you're able to take and you don't have to do anything else, right? The deduction reduces the amount of income that is actually subject to the tax. So if you're filing jointly, $32,000 of your income comes off the top that is subject to tax, and then you apply all of the accelerators that are there as you go through the different categories and levels of taxation. There's also a $500 increase in the child tax credit, bringing it to $2,500 for the year of 2025 through 2028, and then it returns back to $2,000 and will increase to account for inflation. A lot of folks are always mindful of what's going on with the estate taxes. In the bill, as it stands today, the estate tax exemption rises to $15 million and is adjusted for inflation going forward. One of the thorniest issues here, as referred to by the AP, I was kind of reading a multitude of articles pulling all this data together, is the SALT deduction. SALT is an acronym for state and local taxes. This benefits states that have high taxation rates, cities, municipalities, counties that have high taxation rates, that they're able to take that as a deduction off of their federal income taxes. In the Tax Act that was passed in 2017, it was reduced significantly and almost phased out. That created a lot of angst and anxiety in the blue states, because the high tax states where they get really creative and have imposed exotic taxes there, that these individuals in those states get the benefit of writing that off on their federal income taxes. So we all share in the largesse of what is being done at state and local levels in mostly blue states that are paying a disproportionate amount of state and local taxes, and we give them the benefit of taking that as a deduction off their federal income taxes. It's not something that I've been in favor of. In fact, Louisiana suffers as a result of this because, all things considered, we have low tax rates. We don't have the high property tax rates that they have there. They don't have, we, for the most part, have very few municipalities that actually have imposed municipal property taxes and alike. So there's reached a compromise that this bill will increase the state and local tax cap to $40,000 for incomes up to $500,000. So that is the big thing. That I suspect that's going to fall, but we'll see. With the cap phasing downward for those with higher incomes, also the cap and the income threshold will increase 1% annually over 10 years. So every year, another 1% is added to that $500,000 cap, making more and more people eligible to reach the max allowed under the SALT exclusion. And what we're going to what we're also going to find out is a lot of what's going on relative to Medicaid, Medicare, as they go about looking at fraud, waste, and abuse, people being qualified for Medicaid in multiple states, for example. Yes, that's happening. It would seem to me that they'd be able to account for that, but obviously not. There are those that are changing their names, have people with multiple names taking the benefit of this, and it's going to be interesting to see how this works. There will be, in this bill anyway, a new work requirement for Medicaid. There's about $700 billion in reduced spending in the Medicaid program, according to the Congressional Budget Office. And to be eligible for Medicaid, there would be new community engagement requirements of at least 80 hours per month of work, education, or service for able-bodied adults without dependents. And the new requirements would begin on December 31st, 2026. So that's about a year and 8 months away. And eligibility for the program, you would have to verify that a couple of times a year as opposed to just once. For those of you in state Medicaid systems here in Louisiana, you find that you're having to verify your eligibility a lot more frequently than you ever had to do before. A lot of that had to do with Medicaid expansion and making sure that in the aftermath of the lax rules that were in place during the pandemic, that in fact now, as they try to make sure that the inventory of people that are receiving Medicaid are in fact eligible for Medicaid under some of the new guidelines there. There will be a kids' $1,000 savings account that will be set up. So parents or guardians who open new Trump accounts for their children, the federal government will contribute $1,000 for babies born between January 1st of 2024 and December 31st of 2028. Families could add $5,000 a year, with the account holders unable to take distributions before they are 18. So it's a kids' savings account. They could access up to 50% of the money to pay for higher education, training, and first-time home purchases. And at age 30, account holders would have access to the full balance of the account for any type of expenses and for any purpose at that point in time.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You've heard the president talk about funding for the activities going on at the border, for customs enforcement, immigration enforcement as well. This legislation would provide almost $50 billion to revive the wall, the construction of the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. It also provides a lot of money for deportation activities by these same agencies. There's $4 billion to hire an additional 3,000 new Border Patrol agents, as well as 5,000 new customs officers, and $2.1 billion for signing and retention bonuses within this organization. There's funds for 10,000 more immigration and customs enforcement officers and investigators in its totality. There will be an imposition of a $1,000 fee on migrants seeking asylum. I'm told that this is something that we've never done. And a lot of other countries around the world actually have engaged in the imposition of this fee, many of which have had it in place for years. Overall, this plan is designed to remove about 1 million immigrants annually and house about 100,000 people in detention centers as we try to right-size the ship as a result of 4 years of having an open border. And still, to this day, not capable of putting a number on how many people actually have come across the border. That's absolutely incredulous to me. There will be a lot of work done on the student loan program. It will provide about $330 billion in budget cuts and savings. The proposal as it stands today would replace all existing student loan repayment plans with just two. So there's going to be a huge consolidation. There's a lot of confusion. Individual students might have four or five different types of loans, all which have different requirements, all of which have different payback provisions. And the administration of all of this, quite frankly, I'm told, has been a complete total nightmare. And most students that graduate don't even have a clue as to who they actually owe this to, where the money was borrowed from or otherwise. And it's going to be interesting to see what would happen. There's an attempt to have this like standard set up where there would be monthly payments spread out over 10 to 25 years and a repayment assistance plan that's going to be a lot less generous than the ones that are in place right now. Most of the Biden era regulations would be repealed. It'll be easier for borrowers to get loans canceled if their colleges defrauded them or closed suddenly. That has been an absolute nightmare for some of these online colleges that were set up and folks were borrowing money, paying, and they went away. There's a proposed up to a 21% tax on some of the university endowments as well, which would help generate revenue to deal with some of the changes here. So it's an all-encompassing bill, north of 1,000 pages. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of negotiations still to be had. It was narrowly passed in the House, I think by two votes, if my memory serves me correct. So it now moves to the Senate, and we'll see what's going to ultimately happen there. A lot of what's in this bill is a lot of the formalizing of a number of campaign promises that were made by Donald Trump during the most recent election. And we'll see whether or not a number of these provisions actually stay in place. I did forget one important thing. Tax breaks for tips, overtime, and car loan interest. That's included in this bill as well. And a lot of that will expire at the end of 2028. There's also a $4,000 increase in standard deductions for seniors that does have an income cap on it as well. So a lot of folks are kind of wondering what's in this bill. I hope I've provided some information for you as it relates to a quick summary. There's a lot more in this bill. These are just kind of the highlights of what people tend to have been thinking about and talking about over the past several months. You've been seeing a lot of reporting on these particular issues as well. And as we come across other provisions within the bill that we believe that would be of interest to you, we'll go ahead and reveal that as well. Don't know how much of this is actually going to make it through the Senate. That's got a whole different dynamic, whole different paradigm going on over there. So we'll see. But this is the start. They've passed it, I think, around 3 o'clock this morning. And it was reported out earlier this morning, and been trying to pull together as many provisions that I thought would be of interest to you at this point in time. And you'll be hearing more about this in the coming days as well. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll visit with a port board commissioner and riverboat pilot as well. So stay with us.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.